I began this year looking at the news headlines. Here were a few. Climate in crisis. A real battle for the Senate. A fight for the Supreme Court. Americans apparently like the idea of fighting. We apparently even like to talk about a coming civil war. There were two books published early this year on that very topic. But maybe we Americans got a wake-up call on February 24, 2022, when Russia invaded the Ukraine, two states that were a part of a single nation less than 40 years ago. So this latest war is as much a civil war as any other in my book. I wonder if it's a wake-up call for Americans, because between Russia and Ukraine, there doesn't appear to be any winner or winners in this war. Do we imagine that our own civil war would be different? One article suggested that any civil war in the U.S. would probably be within one state or two while the rest of us watch. But I'm getting away from the topic. One pastor had a sermon at the end of last March entitled, Fight for Victory. I read the sermon notes but didn't understand who my enemies were supposed to be or whom our God would give me victory over. Meanwhile, Pastor Greg Locke of Nashville, Tennessee, February 1st of this year, I mean, you've heard of him before, equated autism with demon possession and called the church members to stop allowing demonic influences into your home. The demonic influences were on DVD and in books. As you might guess, the destruction of books and DVDs is strictly a symbolic gesture, since most people stream anything they read or watch. Many people do not use physical media like DVDs or books. Burning books, even banning books, is an outdated idea, almost 100 years old. It can't really be done. The word war is overused in our time. As I've explained, you and I have seen a war on poverty, a war on crime, a war on drugs, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the Gulf War, the war in Afghanistan, the war in Iraq, and now we find ourselves in a war on terrorism. And people like Pastor Greg Locke, an American pastor, talks about spiritual warfare. We even have people we call prayer warriors. Preachers want to use the word war, I suppose, because war is serious business. And so is our spiritual struggling, serious business, but few Americans take spiritual struggles seriously. The Bible refers to our spiritual struggles as warfare only twice, and not in every version of the Bible. Paul refers to the weapons of our warfare, and he refers to Timothy's work as warfare. Here are the terms the apostle uses. Paul tells us we struggle, that's the New International Version. We battle, the Holman Christian Standard Version. We wrestle, the American Standard Version. And we fight, the New Living Translation. And please notice that the apostle does not say that the fighting is something we might do. Fighting is something that we do. Wrestling is something we are doing. Battling is something that's going on today and yesterday, and we will fight again tomorrow. We will fight until the day we die. That is what the apostle says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. And the apostle encourages, fight the good fight of faith. If you claim to have any faith at all, you and I are in for a fight. We don't get to choose whether we will fight or not. I want to explain why we do have to fight, and then talk about what kind of fighting we are in for, because despite many American pastors' pleas, it doesn't involve burning or protesting or actual fisticuffs. If we would have to go to jail, we go quietly and willingly. Here's why we have no choice in this fight. We have an enemy. We call him the devil, or Satan. We'll talk more about him. Evil is a force in the world. Some people only believe in the power of good, and what is evil is only the absence of good. That's not what the Bible says. Evil is a force in the world, and today's scripture tells us that. There are powers at work in this world. They are forces of darkness, the powers of this dark world, and the spiritual forces of evil. Evil is a force, and since we lined up with Jesus, we have to fight it. Jesus fought this same fight when he walked the earth. Jesus faced Satan first through temptation. The Bible tells us that Jesus later faced Satan in the week of Jesus' death. Jesus fought demons. We tend not to use the word fight because Jesus seems to take no effort in casting out demons. However, Jesus tells us that only someone stronger can cast out the demons. Therefore, it is a power struggle. But notice what the demons say to Jesus. Have you come to destroy us? The demons recognize in Jesus his power enough to destroy them. What are the words used for healing demon possession? Cast out and drive out. Friends, we have no choice in this fight. Did not our Lord say, "Is a servant above his master"? Did we think that since Jesus fought evil in this world that we would not have to? What did Jesus tell you? "But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in synagogues you shall be beaten. They will persecute you." The word persecute occurs 37 times in the Bible, 30 of them in the New Testament. Do I need to tell you who are the ones being persecuted? Jesus and the followers of Jesus. Jesus made it very clear. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. But I remind you what Jesus said we would do when we would be persecuted. We would pray. We would pray for those who persecute you. Matthew 5:44, Luke 6:28. So that's not fighting like in Afghanistan or the Ukraine. But why? Well, one reason is this. When you follow Jesus, you join Jesus in the fight against evil. Now, we tend to see the fight against evil as an interior battle. You know, the struggle against temptation and all that. But I think you know that evil is out there as well as in here. There is such a thing as sexual slavery. It is evil. There is such a thing as child prostitution. It is evil. There are such people as drug runners and dealers, and it is evil. Notice, I didn't say they are evil. I said it is evil. Some may be in the service of evil, but they are not purely evil. They serve evil. We are not against them. Really and truly, we are for them. We are more for those people than they are for themselves. Jesus died for them to be redeemed, brought back to live new lives. It is possible. Our God can make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. We can't, but God can. Jesus didn't cast out the people who had demons. Jesus cast out the demons, and the demonized were healed. The Bible says we will fight. Fight the good fight. You might respond, "I would rather not. I'd rather avoid conflict." Good luck with that. Jesus said if we are his followers, we will be in the fight. You think you can play it safe? I'm sorry if you think that. The apostles' word is struggle. Some translations say that you and I wrestle against the spiritual hosts of wickedness, the forces of this present darkness. But let's not leave on that note. One commentator on the Apostles' letter states, "You and I are not victims of evil. We are participants in God's triumph in Jesus' resurrection, where the war was won." The war is already won. Didn't we just celebrate Easter? One commentator invites the church, that's you and me, to celebrate and participate in this divine victory over the powers of this present age. Now, one more reminder. This is the good news. Jesus is already the victor. You have dedicated your life to the victor. Jesus is the victor, but it doesn't remove you and I from the fight. Jesus calls us into the fight. There is only one place where your light will really shine, and that is in the darkness. Jesus said, "Let your light shine." We are called to dispel darkness. When we stand before Jesus, our judge, Jesus will not ask us if we won or not. Why? Because Jesus knows who won. Jesus knows that Jesus won. Jesus will ask you how the battle went. Did we pray for Jesus' help? Did we try to carry on the fight on our own? Did we use the full armor of God? You will know what to say when the time comes. But remember, Easter was last week. The war has already been won. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:57. Amen.